Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is.
As the Japan representative of the Balanced Scorecard Institute, I'm often approached by companies who are struggling with making their use of Balanced Scorecard effective and delivering on the results that they're looking for. And they're not finding what it is that they expected. And they often come to the conclusion, you know, there must be something wrong with us. There must be something different about our company. Or maybe it's because we're Japanese and this is an American methodology. Well, let me just say that I don't think anything could be further from the truth. I believe that one of the failures about the balanced scorecard literature is that it tends to oversell the methodology rather than giving people a practical way of using it and implementing it. If you read the balanced scorecard books, there are a number of very, very short case studies that are always success stories. They're usually about a page and a half. They usually follow the format. Here was a company that was struggling with this type of problem. They implemented balanced scorecard, and lo and behold, all of a sudden, everything was peachy. The reality is that implementing balanced scorecard, it takes 3 years at a minimum. It requires an enormous amount of change of mindset, an enormous amount of change of process, and a change of thinking. There are setbacks and failures as companies progress with it, and they need to overcome those. And sometimes it doesn't really work the first time. A lot of times what you'll have is companies, they'll just throw this at a strategic planning department. They come up with a balanced scorecard behind closed doors and try to roll it out and find that it just doesn't take. Well, listen, there are better ways to do this. There are ways to actually bring this out to your whole organization and make it successful. The final thing has to do with issues of leadership. Balanced scorecard is not a replacement for leadership. Okay, a company needs to have good leadership in place in order to make effective use of balanced scorecard. And one of the things that people are very surprised that I tell them is that there are a lot of very good and successful companies out there that aren't using balanced scorecard at all. And one of the reasons they are so good is because of the leadership. But if you have effective leadership, balanced scorecard is going to take you very, very far. When I'm dealing with clients with balanced scorecard that are struggling to make it effective, and oftentimes the people that I'm talking with are part of strategic planning departments, when I mention the three areas where you really need to be competent and capable in order to make it work, the nuts and bolts, the process, and the leadership, the strategic planning department feels comfortable with one and two, but not with number three. They would much prefer that I give them advice that tells them what they should be doing technically and what they should be doing in terms of process. But when I say, you know, it sounds like you've got issues with leadership, the response is usually, I'm not sure that I can actually take that to my boss. Maybe that's when it's time to bring in an outside consultant who can actually take that to the boss.
Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been The Growth Zone with Steve Bleistein. Until next time, happy growing.